We dedicate tonight's shiur to Ilui Nishmas Moraz Golda Bas of Yaakov to Heinish Masa Tzura B'Tzor HaChaya. We are now in the days of Bein HaMitzorim, 9 days, as they refer to, in the week of Shabbos Parashas Devarim, the beginning of a new Sefer of Chumash, the fifth Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Devarim, otherwise known as Mishneh Torah, the repeat, in a way, of some of the parts that have been learned in the previous Chumashim, including many mitzvahs that are taught in this Sefer that have not been taught in the previous Svarim. But Minhag Yisrael is to refer to this Shabbos as Shabbos Chazoin. Literally, because of the Haftorah that starts with the words Chazon, Chazon Yishayahu ben Amoitz, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshev, it's known, said that every Shabbos Chazon, Hashem shows the third Beis HaMikdash to Klal Yisrael. Those who are privileged to see it, even if we don't, but we know that such a thing occurs, gives us tremendous encouragement every Shabbos, every year, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, there's a Chazoin, there's a vision, Chazoin Yeshayahu, a Chizoyon of Yeshua. It's interesting that although this is a difficult Haftorah, the Haftorah is from the Navi Yeshaya, who is the Navi of Yeshua. Unlike the previous two Haftorahs of the first two Shabbos, of the 3 weeks, where we read from Yirmiyahu, the Navi of Merirus, which is appropriate for the time of Merirus, for the time of Churban, the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av is the Navi Yeshaya, the Navi of Yeshua. Chazoyin Yeshayahu, the Chizoyin of Yeshua. And the Shabbos, the reason for this, perhaps, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av can go either way. We know that the Shabbos, as the Zohar says, my name is Mizborech Kuli Yoyim, and every day that follows Shabbos is Mizborech from Shabbos. Shabbos benches every day of the week, which means this Shabbos benches Tisha B'Av, which this year falls out on Tuesday. So the first 3 days of the week, we know, are connected to the parsha that's read. And then from Wednesday and on, that's the second half of the week, you can't make Havdalah anymore. So Tisha B'Av Tuesday this year is connected more so to Parshas Devarim. And this is the Shabbos that is Mevorech Tisha B'Av, which could either be the day in which we mourn the Churban, or the day in which we rejoice over the Leida of Moshiach Shel Yisrael. As the Yerushalmi says, that on the same day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Noilad Moshiach Shel Yisrael, the Goyel, the Redeemer, was born, revealed on Tisha B'Av. And this is an interesting concept. We talk about the lowest, saddest day of the year, which has in it the potential of being the highest and the most joyous day of the year. And this Shabbos is therefore either the Shabbos before Golus or the Shabbos before Geula. And that's what makes this Shabbos a great, like every Shabbos is great, but this Shabbos by Chassidim, Shabbos Chazoin, is the most joyous Shabbos of the year, being that it is the Shabbos potentially that's Mevorech Leidas Mashiach, as the Tzemach Tzedek writes, Vayichal Elohim Bayoim Hashvi, that on Shabbos there's no Amidas Hadin, Vayichal Elohim. Elohim is finished, Vayichal Elohim, there's no Amidas Hadin on Shabbos. Shabbos is only Rachamim, Yoim Hashishi Vayichulu Hashamayim, Rosh Hateves Shem Havaya. And during the week, we only see what's on the surface. We only see the Chitzoinius. So the Chitzoinius is Avelis. But on Shabbos, there is no Avelis. And on Shabbos, there's no Midas Hadin. So on Shabbos, we get to see the Pnimius of these days, the true essence of what these days are about. And these days are destined to be days of Geula. So on Shabbos, we feel it, especially the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. This Parsha discusses at length the story of the Meraglim, which it repeats with more details than the first time that we learned it in Parashas Shlach. And this parasha also discusses at length the conquering of Og Melech HaBashan, known to be the tallest human being in the Guinness Book of World Records. They don't mention his name, but definitely he was the tallest human being in Chumash and Tanakh, certainly. Based on Chazal, he was quite tall. If Moshe Rabbeinu, who was 10 amos, jumps 10 amos, hitting his ankle, which is 30 amas high, which is about close to 60 feet. One can imagine how tall Og Melech HaBashan really was. And although the Torah discussed already Og Melech HaBashan and Parshas Chukas, the Torah repeats it here, but it not only repeats it here, it discusses it much more at length here than it does the first time around. The Meraglim story, which is mentioned in Shlach, there, that's the main story of the Meraglim, and that's what the Torah discusses it. Here the Torah repeats it, but not as much as it does in Parshas Shlach the first time around. But what's interesting is when it comes to Og Melech HaBashan, the Torah is ma'arich about Og Melech HaBashan much more here than any other parsha. In fact, including discussing how many cities he ruled over, Shishim Ir Kol Chevel Argoiv, the size of his bed, Hine Arsoi Eres Barzel Halohi Barabbas B'nei Amoin Teisha Amois Orka Ba'arba Amois Rochba Ba'amas Ish Chevel Argoiv, and exactly who of the Shiftei Kor received the portion of land belonging to Og Melech HaBashan. And not only that, but the Torah goes out of its way and over again to discuss the Rephaim. The Rephaim, as it says in Parashas Lech Lecha, were one of the 10 nations that were promised to Avraham Avinu. And the Torah tells us that there were a number of lands that were referred to as Rephaim, where Moav lived later on, where Amon lived later on. But by each one it says that's not the Rephaim that we're talking about. The Rephaim that was promised to Avraham Avinu, that's the Rephaim of Og Melech HaBashan. Hahu yikore eretz Rephaim. Why does the Torah discuss at length? Why is the Torah ma'arich so much about what seems to be really unimportant, insignificant? Why do we have to know so much about Og Melech HaBashan, and that this is the land of the Rephaim, and the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, that this is Dafka, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av? We understand why the Torah is ma'arich in the story of the Meraglim, because the Meraglim, the story of the Meraglim was the first event that led to the first tragedy of Tisha B'Av. That's when Tisha B'Av became a Yom Chaya. As the Mishnah tells us in Ta'anis, among the five reasons why we fast on Tisha B'Av, the first one is Nigzru al avoseinu bamidbar shelo yikonsu la'aretz. It was decreed on our forefathers in the desert that they're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And when was that? That was after the story of the Meraglim. The Meraglim came back on the 8th of Av, and that night they cried, Bayivko ha'am balayla ha'hu. Chazal tell us, Atem b'chisem b'chiyo shel chinam, ani ekfalochem b'chiyo shel chinam. You cried for no reason. In the future, this is a night designated for crying. And then afterwards it became the day of the Churban of Beitar, the Charisha of Yerushalayim, Sion Sodeh Techoresh, Nechrusha Ha'ir, and of course the Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and later on all the tragedies, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. But the original reason, the first reason, why Tisha B'Av was a sad day is because of Chet HaMeraglim. So it's certainly timely to discuss the Meraglim prior to Tisha B'Av. But what does Og Melech HaBashan have to do with Tisha B'Av? Why is he being discussed here at length? And not only that, but at the beginning of the parasha he's mentioned too, Acharei HaKoysa Yeisichoi Melechoi Amoiri Asher Yoshev B'Cheshboin Ve'ez Og Melech HaBashan Asher Yoshev B'Ashtoreiz Ve'edrei. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that he didn't start scolding Klal Yisrael and teaching them Sefer Devarim and Mishneh Torah until after Sichoin and Og, the two giants, were conquered. We know that Og Melech HaBashan was more powerful than Sichoin, but that wasn't the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Og. Moshe Rabbeinu was not afraid to kill Sichoin, but he was afraid of Og Melech HaBashan, as we already read in Parshas Chukas, Al Tira Oisai, Hashem tells him not to fear him. Same pasuk repeated here again. Og was definitely a greater tumah than Sichoin. Og was a greater klipa. B'loshon HaKabbalah, a klipa, a shell. The tumais are referred to as klipais, klipas Yishmael, klipas Esav, klipas Mitzrayim, and there are some shells that are a lot thicker than others. Today we are suffering from klipas Yishmael. The Megala Amukas tells us that Sichoin and Oy correspond to Esav and Yishmael. Sichoin is Esav, even though Sichoin himself was not from Esav. But he represents Esav. Conquering Sichoin means that in the future we will conquer Edom, we will conquer Esav. Sichoin is referred to as the Melech Ho'emoiri. So is Esav. Asher lokachti miyad ho'emoiri becharbi uvekashti, Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef HaTzadik. Oig is Yishmael. So says the Megala Amukos. And we know, and we see it, and we're living through it, that Klipas Yishmael is more dangerous. Klipas Yishmael is more severe than Klipas Esav. Moshe Rabbeinu already then is afraid of Oig. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Yishmael, of Golus Yishmael that's going to take place prior to the Geula. Just like here, until Oig was killed, until Oig Melech HaBashan was conquered, the Jews could not enter Eretz Yisrael. Until Klipas Yishmael is destroyed, we cannot enter Eretz Yisrael, at least not the way it's supposed to be. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to conquer Sichon and Oig in order to teach Sefer Devarim, the fifth Sefer of Chumash, so too Mashiach will begin teaching Teirosa Shel Mashiach after Esav and Yishmael are conquered. And just as Moshe Rabbeinu begins the fifth Sefer of Chumash after conquering Oig and Sichon, so too Mashiach will begin Pnimiyus HaTorah, the Chelek of Torah that's connected to the fifth level of the Neshama known as Yechida. There are five levels to the Neshama: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Yechida will be revealed after Klipas Yishmael is removed. Keneged Vehevesi, the fifth expression of Geula, Vehevesi, Begamatria Mashiach ben David, Kaisai Shel Eliyahu, the fifth cup that we drink by the Seder. This we read prior to Tisha B'Av. And the reason for this is Tisha B'Av is Be'emes, as mentioned before, concealed, but it is a day of Geula. In fact, it has to be that Tisha B'Av is a day associated with Geula more than any other day, and because it is a day that is so much associated with Geula, that's why when it fell into the lowest, it falls into the opposite, it falls into Golus. That's the day of Golus, that's the day, whenever we say Tisha B'Av, we think of Golus, we think of Churban, because really Tisha B'Av is Binyan, and Tisha B'Av is Geula. Where do we see this? If we look at the last part of the parasha, where it talks about Oig Melech HaBashan, it's interesting, Rashi brings down over here, Chevel Argoiv. This was a palace, a huge palace area that Oig Melech HaBashan ruled over, called Chevel Argoiv. So Rashi says, Metargeminon Beis Plach Trochoina. The Unkelus translates it, Beis Plach Trochoina. Says Rashi, V'ra'isi Targum Yerushalmi B'Megillas Esther. You would think Rashi would be mentioning Megillas Eicha this Shabbos, not Megillas Esther. V'ra'isi Targum Yerushalmi B'Megillas Esther, that Paltan Akol Trochoinen, Chevel Argoiv, therefore, is Heichal Melech. Rashi gives a whole arichus over here about Chevel Argoiv, why is this important? And to mention the source, Rashi does not always mention sources. And he only mentions sources when it's negaya to know what's going on. Because every Rashi, at least 99% of all the Rashis in Chumash are based on Midrashim, based on Chazal. Rashi doesn't tell you by every time that he is Mefarish or Pasuk where it says it. Later on, the printers put down the Makairis of Rashi. But Rashi himself usually does not mention the Makairis. And here he says, Ra'isi Targum Yerushalmi Megillas Esther. The next Rashi, May Ore HaProzi, Rashi brings down that what are prozi? Prozim are open cities, cities that are not surrounded by a wall. So Rashi says, prozois hupsuchois beloi choim. They are without a wall. V'chein prozois teishev Yerushalayim. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Zechariah, in the time of Geula, when prozois teishev Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will be without a wall, because Yerushalayim will not need a wall. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara in Megillah, at the beginning, when it talks about the Ayorois Hamukafis Choyma Mimoisi Hashua Binun. So the Gemara learns out from a Gzeira Shava, if we can call this a Gzeira Shava, it's not a real Gzeira Shava because Gzeira Shava is only in Chumash. The Gemara learns out from a Posuk in the Megillah. Al Kain HaYehudim HaProzim HaYoshvim Ba'orei HaProzois. From this Posuk here, Ba'orei HaProzi. Gemara quotes the Posuk here in the Parsha of Oig Melech HaBashan, comparing prozois in the Megillah to prozi over here, and therefore we know that prozi are without a wall, the other cities have a wall, they read the Megillah on the 15th, prozim read the Megillah on the 14th. Here we see that, and Rashi seems to be being merames over here to us, a connection between Purim and the story of Oig Melech HaBashan. And not only that, but Geula as well. Prazai's Teisha of Yerushalayim is associated with Geula. In the time of Geula, there's no need for a wall, there's no enemy. And this certainly doesn't sound befitting, it doesn't sound timely to talk about the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. But in reality it is, because really Tisha B'Av is a day of Geula. Tisha B'Av is a day associated with Mashiach. Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach. We know that even al pi halacha, it's brought down in halacha, that Tisha B'Av falls out always the same day of the week as the first day of Pesach, at Bash. Aleph is Aleph of Pesach, the Tav is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is always the first day of Pesach. So therefore, what? Tisha B'Av and Pesach are opposites. Pesach is Geula, Tisha B'Av is Golus. But somehow, we are connecting Tisha B'Av to Pesach, or Pesach to Tisha B'Av. And as mentioned, I don't know if it was this year or other years, what the B'nai Yisoscha says, that Chodesh Menachem Av is the Chodesh of Shimon. Shimon did not receive a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the reason why Shimon did not receive a bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu was because of the Chet of Shittim, that Shimon was involved, Zimri, and most a good part of Shevet Shimon, intermarried with the B'nai Smidyan and the B'nai Smoyev, and attached themselves, began worshipping the Avodah Zarah of Peor. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give a bracha to Shimon. Shimon doesn't receive a bracha. Therefore, the month associated with Shimon, Av, falls. Because Menachem Av, which is the month of Shimon, Shimon doesn't receive a bracha. And therefore, Menachem Av is sort of a cursed month. However, in Tanakh, we find that Shimon went to battle together with Yehuda. Shimon receives his portion of land in the same portion of land as Yehuda. The strip of land of Shimon went into the Nachala of Yehuda. Rashi quotes this in Parashas V'zoysha Bracha by the Bracha of Yehuda, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, and here Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu hinted a Bracha to Shimon in the Bracha of Yehuda, Remez Bracha l'Shimon mitoich berchoysev shel Yehuda, v'af kishacholku Eretz Yisrael not al Shimon mitoich goy roloi shel Yehuda, shenema michevel b'nei Yehuda nachalas b'nei Shimon. And then he says, and why didn't Shimon get his own bracha? Because Moshe was upset what happened with the story of Shittim. Kach kosev ba'agodas tehillim. So we see here Shimon and Yehuda connected, the same Nachala, and they went to battle together. And says the B'nai Yisrael, that means that we have to connect Shimon to Yehuda. Yehuda is Nisan. Yehuda is the first month of the year, which is associated with Yehuda, the first of the Shvatim, the Melech of the Shvatim, Rishayin Hu Lachem L'chad She'ashana. And Shimon is Menachem Av, the fifth month. We connect Menachem Av to Nisan, Tisha B'Av to Pesach. Oig Melech HaBashan is mentioned for the first time in Chumash, B'Feirish, at least when we talk about him openly, on the night of Pesach. Where does it say this? In Parashas Lech Lecha, the Pasuk is Vayavoy HaPolit Vayageid LeAvram HaIvri. The refugee came. Torah doesn't say who it was. Rashi says this is Oig Melech HaBashan, and he quotes the Pasuk in our parasha here, Ki Rak Oig Melech HaBashan Nishar Miyeser HaRefoyim. He was a refugee, he was the only one that remained, the survivor of the battle of the four kings against the five, and Avram Avinu was running after Lot as a result of Oig telling Avram that Lot was captured. Vayavai HaPolit Vayageid LeAvram HaIvri, says Rashi, that is Zehu Oig. Interesting, I'll peep shot, why we have to know who it is. Who says you have to know who it is? Someone came and told Avram Avinu that Lot was captured. I'll peep shot, we have to know who it is. Vayavai HaPolit Zehu Oig. What night was that? When did Oig Melech HaBashan come to Avram Avinu? Chazal tell us, it's even in the songs that we sing Pesach by night, Vayibach Tzi HaLayla, that was Pesach by night. Vayecholek Aleihem Layla Hu Va'avada Vayakeim, he immediately goes to battle. Vayishba Avram Ki Nishba Ochiv, his brother, his nephew, was taken into captivity. Nishba is the same letters as HaBashan, Oig Melech HaBashan. So Oig is the one who tells Avram that Lot was captured. When did he come? Pesach. When does the Torah elaborate and talk to us about Oig Melech HaBashan, which is the source of Rashi, that Vayavai HaPolit is Oig? This Pasha, Shabbos Pasha's Devarim, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. So we're introduced to Oig Melech HaBashan in Pasha's Lech Lecha, where it's talking about Pesach. And we are learning in detail about Oig Melech HaBashan, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Pesach, Tisha B'Av. Why is he called Oig? Oig means a circle. Og uga. Ugais matzois. Tell us Chazal, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, because he came on Pesach, and Avram was busy with ugais. Avram was baking circular biscuits. Avram was baking matzahs. And that's when Oig came. So we remember him by that name. That wasn't his real name. But we remember him by that name. What's the inyan? What's the idea? What's behind that? Oig Melech HaBoshan came to Avram on the night of Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Emuna. Pesach, we eat matzah, which is called Mechla de Mehemenusa, the food of faith. Tisha B'Av came about because of lack of faith. And that we see in this week's parasha, which is also one of the chidushim, one of the new ideas mentioned in this parasha that we have not learned about the first time around, even though we know that that the Klal Yisrael and the Meraglim said, Ki chozak hu mimenu, kaviyochel afilu ein abayis yochel hoitzi kelev mishlam, as the Gemara says in Saita. But here, the Torah explicitly says what the chait was. And in this today's portion of Chumash, today meaning Tuesday, between Shlishi and Revi, the pasuk says, "Uvadovar hazeh einchem ma'aminim b'Hashem Elokeichem." You don't believe. Rashi says, "Uvadovar hazeh shani shehu mavtichachem lahavi'achem el ha'oretz," that I am promising you to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. Veheveisi einchem ma'aminim, but you don't believe. They had lack of emuna in the fifth expression of Geula. Lack, we can't say they didn't believe in the other four, because the other four happened. So of course they believed it. They saw it. They experienced v'hitzeisi v'hitzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti. V'heveisi is waiting. It didn't happen yet. What don't they believe, says Rashi? V'adover azeh shehu mavtichachem lahaviachem el ha'oretz. That's the fifth expression, v'heveisi. They don't believe. And as a result, they have to stay in the desert, and that's the first tragedy that occurs on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is a day associated with lack of emuna, as kemefurash in this week's parasha. Pesach is the night of emuna. Oig Melech HaBoshan comes on Pesach. Oig Melech HaBoshan wants that Avram should go to battle so that he can marry Sarah. He didn't do this with good intentions. We know why he did it. Meaning he wants to take over the show. He's going to be the first of the Avos, Kaviyoch. He's going to be the first of the Avos. Oig is going to marry Sarah. We know what would have happened if that would have happened. There would be no Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael would not have existed at all had Avram been killed and Oig taken over. Oig Melech HaBoshan is the one who wants to wipe out the entire Klal Yisrael. As the Gemara says in Brachas, which Rashi brings at the end of Chukas, Okar Tura Bar Tlosa Parsi. He picked up a mountain that was three parsa long and was about to drop it on the entire Klal Yisrael. So Oig Melech HaBoshan had the power to wipe out the entire Klal Yisrael in 1 second. He was the klip, this klipa noira, this fearsome tumor that Oig Melech HaBoshan was. Oig Melech HaBoshan, he's the le'umazeh of the emuna of Klal Yisrael. The opposite of what matzah stands for. Matzah is emuna. He's called Oig. He's the Oig of Klipa. He's the Shah Hanun of Tumma. We read last week that Klal Yisrael traveled 42 times in the desert. They went from Mitzrayim till they came El Arva Yismoyav Al Yarden Yerichai. The 33rd station, the 33rd stop that Klal Yisrael traveled to was Hor Hahor. If we count from the beginning of when they began traveling, we'll see the 33rd Masa was when they came to Hor Hahor, where Aaron HaKoyen passes away, and that's Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av is when they came to Hor Hahor. At that time, the Pasuk stops in the middle of the Vayisa Vayachno, and it sort of takes a break, and it tells us that Aaron passed away there, B'Shnaso Arboyim, B'Chodesh HaChamishi, B'Echad LaChodesh, and Aaron was 23 years old, 123 when he died, B'Yishma HaKanani Melech Arad, B'Hu Yoshev B'Negev, B'Eretz Kanan, which is Amalek. Amalek starts up with Klal Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the first of the 9 days, B'Chodesh HaChamishi. We know that's also when a civil war broke out, many of the Jews started to travel backwards after Aaron passed away, because the Anani HaKavoid were removed from Klal Yisrael. We lost that protection that surrounded us, that sealed the Mehemenusa, which is why we sit in the Sukkah on Sukkahs. That was Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. The Megala Amukas makes mention of the fact that this is the 33rd Masa, the day that Aaron passed away, which means they came on to their 33rd stop on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. And the idea is, the Gemara says, if a person sees the letter Tess in a dream, Haraya Tess Bachaloim, Gemara in Bava Kama, Dachnun Hei, says, if a person sees the letter Tess in a dream, it's a good omen. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk at the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, where it's the first time that it ever says the letter Tess, Vayara Likim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. So the letter Tess, the first time in Chumash, is in the word Toiv, which means good. So Tess is associated with good. The other Gemara asks, from three Psukim that start with Tess, that are not good. And those three Psukim are Megillas Eicha. Tumasa Bishuleha, Tavu Ba'oretz, two of them are in Eicha. Tavu Ba'oretz Sh'areha, and one, V'titesi B'metate Hashmeid. Three Psukim with the letter Tess in it, which are not Lamal Yusa. So the Gemara answers, but that's not the first time in Chumash that it says it. First time in Tanakh, in Chumash, that it says Tess, is associated with good, with Toiv. But the Gemara mentions, and everything is precise, two psukim related to Tisha B'Av, two psukim in Megillas Eicha, questioning this chazal, this statement that the letter Tess is associated with good. But the fact that the Gemara is equating, is mentioning psukim associated with Tisha B'Av, when we're talking about the letter Tess, and we're talking about the word Toiv, means there's a correlation, there's definitely a connection. And the connection is, the first time that it says Toiv in the Torah is referring to the Oyer Hagonuz. Vayara lehim es ha'or ki Toiv. So Rashi tells us this is the light that was hidden for the future. Le'osid lovoi. This light, as we know from all the Chassidish Sfarim, is revealed a few times during the year. Even though it's for the future, there are some times during the year where we experience le'osid lovoi. One of them is Chanukah. Chanukah is when the Or HaGonuz is revealed. We know the Or HaGonuz lasted 36 hours. As the Medrash says, the Marishan used it for 36 hours and then it was put away in hiding. He was able to see from one end of the world to the other with the Or HaGonuz. On Chanukah there are 36 Neiros. As the Pinchas Karetzer writes in the Sefer Imre Pinchas, that on Chanukah there's a revelation of the Or HaGonuz. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavdeil is Begematria 8 times the word Chanukah. That's where Chanukah is rooted. And Chanukah is 8 days, which the number 8 is associated with the future. Chanukah is La'asid Lavoi. And that's already at the beginning of creation, which we get a taste of Oyroi Shel Melech HaMoshiach on Chanukah. And that's hinted in this test, in this Toiv, which as Kiyodua, the Rekeach writes, that the letter Tess has 4 tagin on it. That's Tess times 4, 9 times 4 is 36. Those are the 36 hours that the Or HaGonuz lasted. That's why there are 36 Masechtos in Shas, 36 hidden Tzaddikim, 36 Neiros of Chanukah. What else is rooted here? Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer, the 33rd day of Ba'omer, was a day, as it's brought down in Zohar and Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. Lag Ba'omer was the day also that the Or HaGonuz was revealed. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rashbi, began revealing the Torah of Mashiach. He began revealing the Torah of Soid, the Torah associated with Lamed Gimel, which is, as mentioned at a different occasion, the Torah of La'asid Lavoi, which is the Bechina of Hoid. Hoid, as the Gemara says in Brachas, V'ha-Hoid Zuhi Beis HaMikdash, Hoid is the fifth Bechina, the fifth Sphira, the fifth month, the month we're in now, even though these are the saddest days of the year, but it's the fifth month, which is associated with the fifth sphere, with the fifth of the seven Royim, which is why Aaron HaKohen, who's the fifth of the seven Royim, passes away on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron is Hoid. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol who serves in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ha-Hoid Zuhi Beis HaMikdash. So really, Av is a month in which Binyan Beis HaMikdash should occur, and will, as the Yalkut writes in Melachim, that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be in Av as well, just as the Churban was in Av. Lag Ba'omer is associated with La'asid Lavoi. Rabbi Shimon was the Bechina of La'asid Lavoi. La'asid Lavoi is Begamatria Rabbi Shimon. Is Begamatria Shimon ben Yochai. La'asid Lavoi is Begamatria Mechaya Meisim. We know Shimon ben Yochai was Mechaya Meisim. The oil that was put away on the first day of creation was revealed on Lag Ba'omer. It was also revealed on Chanukah. And the Sfarim tell us also on Purim, where it says, La'yehudim hoisa oira. Purim, Lag Ba'omer, and Chanukah. Isn't it interesting that Tisha B'Av is Begamatria Purim, Lag Ba'omer, and Chanukah? Because even though Tisha B'Av is the total opposite of these three, B'Tisha B'Av, B'Tisha B'Av is B'Gematria Purim Lag B'Oyim V'Chanukah. Purim Lag B'Oyim V'Chanukah. These 3 days that are associated with Oyer and Oyer Hagonuz are the Pnimius of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Tes B'Av, the ninth of Av, Tes B'Av. Sefer Yetzirah says that Chodesh Av was created with the letter Tes, Himlich Ois Tes. Meaning that in Av was supposed to be the revelation of the letter Tes. Tes meaning Toiv, Oyer Hagonas. And it will be that way. Tisha B'Av will be the day in which Toiv will be revealed. But till now, it's the opposite. Till now, it's been a day of concealment, a day of Geniza. The light was hidden, Oyer Hagonas. Tovu ba'aretz she'areha. The gates went under the ground. The Beis HaMikdash is in hiding. Ba'machshakim hoishivani. Ba'yoyla choyshach v'loy or, as it says in Eicha. Not light, it's darkness. But that means that really it's potentially the day of or, it's a day of light. Oig melech habashon corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Oig melech habashon had a bed that was nine. Teisha amos orka. Teisha, he's the tes of le'umazah. And it was 9 by 4, the Pasuk says. Teisha amos orka v'aba amos rokba v'amas ish. 9 by 4 is 36. It's lamed vav of le'umazah. Oig melech habashon is trying to prevent the light from being revealed. Like today, Yishmael trying to prevent the geula from coming. Trying to prevent the hevesi from becoming reality. And that's why, in the topic, in the parasha that talks about oig melech habashon, that's where Purim is rooted. The Gemara says that we learn out Orei HaProzi from the Prozi of Oig Melech HaBashan. Oig Melech HaBashan is trying to prevent the Geula from coming. Oig Melech HaBashan, who's the Tes of Le'umazah. It's interesting. The Pasuk says, V'Nefen V'Na'al Derech HaBashan. V'Na'al Derech HaBashan is B'Gematria La'Yehudim Hoysa Oira. This is the opposite. Derech HaBashan, it's Yodua. But the Rav Shamsham Yastropolia says, V'hayomim yemei bikurei anovim, and it says by the Miraglim. So Rav Shamsham Yastropolia says that the oisius before anovim, ayin nun beiz mem, is samach mem aleph lamed, that's who's shoylet in these days, in the days of Tammuz and Av. Tammuz and Av, which the last day, the day that has in it the most din, is Tisha B'Av. He says that's the Yemei Bikurei Anovim. That's how the Torah prefaces before it talks about the Meragnim. The Hayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim. These are very, very difficult days. Days in which the Samach Mem has Shlita. Derech HaBashan is B'Gematria the Hayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim. When Aaron is Nifter B'Shchoydish Ov. And when he was Nifter, Klal Yisrael came to the 33rd stop, which means they were Roi at that time to enter into the Or of Lag Va'omer, of Lamed Gimel. It was the 33rd Nesiyah. Hoyr Ha'hor, just like Lag Va'omer is Hoyd Shebehoyd. We know that Lag Va'omer is the fifth day of the fifth week. It's referred to as Hoyd Shebehoyd in the Spheres. The day that Aaron passes away, he comes to the place called Hoyr Ha'hor. The first day of the month of Menachem Av, the first day of the fifth month, which is the month of Hoyd. It's the 33rd Masa. A day that could have been a day of Giloy Or, a day like Lag Va'omer later on. Instead it became a day of Avelis. Loi Zachinu. It didn't turn out that way. And instead Klal Yisrael goes backwards 8 Masois. There's a civil war. Many die as a result of this. And the Pasuk says, Vayishma Haknani Melech Harod, Amalek is attacking Klal Yisrael. But if we look back in Parshas Chukas, when it talks about Nisas Aaron there, and that's the same Parsha that talks about Oig Melech HaBashan for the first time. The Pasuk says, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gova aharoin. Everyone saw that Aaron passed away. Gova. Gova has the same letters as Oig. Oig melech habashan survived the Mabul. As Chazal tell us, he was hanging onto the Teva, which is a pella. Why should he survive the Mabul? He was such a tumma, such a klipa, that Noach could not get rid of him. Noach did not have the power to get rid of Oig melech habashan. But Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilgal of Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to get rid of Oig. And by Moshe getting rid of Oig for us, Tisha B'Av will be conquered. Tisha B'Av will be in our domain. Tisha B'Av will be in this hapech to a Yom Sosa and the Simcha. Golus Yishmol will be conquered. The Torah, therefore, is ma'arich about Oig. Because the conquering of Oig and whatever he represents is the tuma, the klipa of kfira, apikursus, and znus that was prominent in the time prior to the geula. Yeshav Yisrael bashitim. Klal Yisrael, right before entering Eretz Yisrael, came to the place called Shittim. Shittim Yiloshen Shtuz. And there they were nichshal in znus and in kfira. By Yitzamid Yisrael the Valpa Oyer, by Shtachav Eloi Hehem, and the Bnei Smoiv and the Bnei Smidyan. The same thing happens to us right before Mashiach comes. We are now in the Nun Sharei Tumah, which is Kfira, which is Shtus de la Umaze, Ish Ish Ki Sista Ishto. He says, tell us Chazal, Ein Adam Oivra Avera Elim Kein Nichnas Boi Ruach Shtus. What's Emuna? Emuna is also Shtus, but it's Shtus de Kedusha. Emuna, what does Shtus mean? Shtus means that it's not logical. That's all Shtus means. It's not logical. But not logical can go two ways. An Aveira is Shtus to Le'umazda. It's not logical to be Oivra on the Ratzon Hashem. Emuna is referred to in this forum as Shtus to Kedusha. Because Emuna is also not logical. We believe in that which Al Piteva, it's not logical. We believe that Mashiach can come today. It just doesn't seem logical. We believe in Tchias HaMesim. It's not logical. Who experienced that? That's Emuna. Emuna is Lamayla Min Hadas. That's what Oig Melech HaBoshon fights. Oig Melech HaBoshon fights Emuna. Oig Melech HaBoshon wants to wipe out the entire Klal Yisrael. Oig Melech HaBoshon wanted to marry Sarah. Avram should be killed so he could marry Sarah. He comes the night of Pesach, the night of Emuna. And that's why we call him Oig. What the matzah is for us, matzah is Emuna, which is Shtus to Kedusha. Matzah is Emuna, which is Lamayla Min Hadas. Oig is in Klipa, Shtus to Klipa, Kfira, Znus. What's going to take place prior to the Geula? The conquering of Oig Melech HaBoshon, therefore, is the Nechama. And the fact that we read about this, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Chazoin Yeshayahu, the Chazoin of Yeshua. The Yeshua is when Oig Melech HaBoshon is conquered. The Yeshua is when the bed of Oig, Teisha Amos Orka, the tests that fell, Tisha B'Av, the Milui of Tisha B'Av, if you take the word Tisha B'Av and just add up the Milui means that the word Tuf, the letter Tuf is Tuf Yud Vav, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun, Hey is Hey Aleph, and then Beis is Beis Yud Tuf, and Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, and then again Beis is Beis Yud Tuf. Just the Milui, which is the Pnimius of Tisha B'Av, is Begamatria Bayis Hashlishi. Tisha B'Av is associated with the Bayis Hashlishi. Oig Melech HaBoshon, it says, picked up a mountain that was Tlosa Parsi, a mountain, a har of three parsa, a har associated with the number three, as Rav Nachman in the Kutim Aran mentions this, the three associated with Chochma Bina Das. He's trying to uproot the Chochma Bina Das, and perhaps we can add to it, he's trying to uproot the Bayis HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, which Beis HaMikdash is referred to as har. As we find in Tanakh, we find in Chumash, we find by the Akedah, Asher Yeomer Behar Hashem Yeroeh, the Beit HaMikdash is the mountain. Oig uproots the mountain, he's Okar Tura Plosa Parsi, he uproots the mountain, he's trying to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, and Ubefrat the Bayis HaShlishi. Tisha B'Av, the Miloi of Tisha B'Av is equal to Bayis HaShlishi. The Miloi of Tisha B'Av is also equal to Purim Al Shem HaPur. The Pnimius of Tisha B'Av is Purim. The Pnimius of Tisha B'Av is Chanukah. The Pnimius of Tisha B'Av is Lag Ba'omer. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Vayavzel. That's where the Toiv, the first test in Chumash, which is Toiv, which is also associated. Tisha B'Av is also Tess, the test that fell. Tovu Ba'oretz Sh'orel, in the Megillah, in Eicha, the test is written small. The test was miniaturized. The test fell. Tumasa B'Shuleha. The Titeisiyah B'Metatei Hashmeid, as the Gemara there in Bava Kama quotes these psukim with the letter Tess in them. But the soif will be that it will be Nizgala, the Or Ki Toiv, Dafka on Tess B'Av. Tess B'Av is B'Gematria Mashiach Ben David. If you spell it Tess Yud Tov, Tess B'Av, B'Gematria Mashiach Ben David. Leidas Mashiach is on Tisha B'Av. That's why Rashi mentions Megillas Esther here. The Gemara says, Keshem Shemishanichnas, Of Mema'atin B'Simcha, Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. The other way around. Kshem Shem Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. Mishanichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. The Torah, the Gemara compares Av to Adar. Adar to Av. What happens to Adar is going to happen to Av. Adar was Nehepach Miyogayim Besimcha Me'evel Yomtiv. Even though it's the day in which, in the month in which we lost Moshe Rabbeinu, so too Av, the month in which we lost Aaron HaKoyen, Av, the month of Hoid, will be Nishapech, the Hahoid Zuhi Beis HaMikdash, Hoid Shebehoid, to a day of Simcha. And with this we can understand where Rashi quotes Megillas Esther, and why Chazal learn out Ginyonim of Purim Dafka from these Psukim and Parshas Devarim, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, to connect Tisha B'Av to Purim, to connect Tisha B'Av to all the Yomim Tovim. Tisha B'Av, it says, is compared to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres was the 22nd day, is this 22nd day of Tishrei. So too, as the Marsha says in Bechayrus, they quote that the 22 days of Avelis correspond to the 22 days of Yom Tov, with Shmini Atzeres being the last. Tisha B'Av, therefore, corresponds to Shmini Atzeres. Meaning Tisha B'Av will be like Shmini Atzeres. Although it says, why is it called Shmini Atzeres? Why is it called Atzeres? As Rashi quotes from Chazal, Kosha Eli Pridaschem. Tisha B'Av is a day of Preda. That's when everyone was scattered and dispersed and went into exile. Shmini Atzeres is the opposite. Atzeres, Klita. Hashem doesn't want us to spread. I says, stay with me one more day. Ikvu imi oid yoyim echod. Meaning that's what Tisha B'Av is going to become. Tisha B'Av will be Shmini Atzeres. Tisha B'Av will be what all the Yomim Tovim are. Purim, Chanukah, Lag Ba'omer, Shmini Atzeres. All included in Tisha B'Av. That's why Tisha B'Av is such a sad day. It's such a sad day because it's really such a happy day. Because it's going to be the day that has in it the potential, and it will be the day where all the good, all the or, will come out. And just as Sefer Devarim, the fifth Sefer of Chumash, Mishnah Torah, Shmoina Torah, the Torah of Shmini, the Torah of La'asid Lavai, as it's brought down, the first four Chumashim are the Torah of today, and Shmini, and Mishnah Torah is a remez to the Torah of La'asid Lavai. Hoyel Moshe Deyeres HaTorah Hazoi, says Hoyel Oisius Eliyahu, Hoyel Moshe Deyeres HaTorah Hazoi, the Gili of Eliyahu, the Gili of Mashiach, Sefer Devarim, it corresponds to Yechida, to the fifth level of the Neshama that will be revealed. La'asid Lavi. We always begin reading Sefer Devarim when we start the fifth month, the Chodesh HaChamishi, the fifth month of the year, Chodesh Menachem Av, the Chodesh of Menachem, the Chodesh of our Menachem, will be Menachem us, Menachem Meshev Nafshi. And just as that happened after Sichon and Og were conquered, Sichon is Shivasa B'Tamuz, Og is Tisha B'Av. When Sichon and Og are under our domain, when Shivasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av and Nishapech to Yomim Tovim, then Hashem reveals to us the Torah of La'asid Lavi, the Torah Me'iti Teitzei. And this is hinted in a number that the Torah tells us, the size of the bed of Oig Melech HaBashan. Teisha Amos Arko, we mentioned this last year, Teisha as Tavshin Ayin. We find ourselves now in the year Tavshin Ayin, towards the end of Tavshin Ayin. Adayin loy neishanu, but we're in Tavshin Ayin. Teisha Amos is begamatriu evolod tziyon goyel l'shavei fesha b'yankov. The geula will sprout from Teisha, from the tes from Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av has in it the pnimi is the geula. And what does the Torah tell us? It's called the land of Oig, the land of the Rephaim. The Rephaim is one of the nations that were promised to Avraham Avinu. Rephaim has in it the word Pe'er. Efer, Pe'er. It's Yadua that on Tisha B'Av we don't wear tefillin in the morning because tefillin are called Pe'er. So it's Efer Tachas Pe'er. Rephaim, Horephaim, which is B'Gematria Purim. Horephaim, as the Pasuk says here, Ki Rak Oig Melech HaBashan Nishar Miyeser Horephaim. Oig Melech HaBashan remains at the end of Golus. Yeser HaRefoyim. Yeser HaRefoyim is B'Gematria Ikvus of the Mashiach. At the time of Ikvus of the Mashiach, we're going to have to deal with Klipas Oig. He's going to be the only one that remains. The Klipa of Kfira and Tuma, Klipas Yishmoel, which as the Megala Amukah says, Oig is Yishmoel. That's what remains at the end of time prior to the Geula, prior to the revelation of the Hahoid Zuhi Beis HaMikdash.
And who's Zaycha to receive the portion of land of Oig Melech HaBashan? Menashe. Yair ben Menashe. Menashe, Oisius Shmoina. It's a remez to the Bechina of Shmini. The Bechina of La'asid Lava is Shmini, which is also Chanukah. Conquers Oig Melech HaBashan's portion, takes over Oig Melech HaBashan's portion. It's interesting that the Ramban brings down that Yair ben Menashe was really from Yehuda. He wasn't from Menashe. There's no mention of him in Divrei Hayom, and there's a whole Arichas on this. The Ramban discusses that Yair ben Menashe was from Yehuda, Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is revealed after the conquest of Oig Melech HaBashan, after Golus Yishmael ends, Kiyadua, Al Penei Kol Echov Nafal, then the Eilat told us Yitzchak, at the end of time, when Yishmael falls, as the Balaturim writes at the end of Parshas Chayisar, Al Penei Kol Echov Nafal, Kishe Yipol Yishmael, Be'acharis Hayomim, Oz Yitzmach Ben David. So here too, right before Tisha B'Av, which is the Tzmicha of Ben David, Tisha B'Av is the Tzmicha of Ben David, we read about the downfall of Oig Melech HaBashan, who corresponds to Yishmael, who corresponds to Menachem Av. When Menachem Av is conquered, when the 9 days become days of Soslein and Simcha, when the test, Teisha Amos Ark, when the test becomes Toiv Begolui, that's when Mashiach comes. And that we read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. What seems to be totally trivial and insignificant, all these psukim that talk about measurements of the size of the bed of Oig and all the cities and this is all Sidus HaTorah. The Torah is revealing to us, it's just a Mikzas Sheba Mikzas, whatever we think we know. A Mikzas Sheba Mikzas, a tip of the iceberg, what was licked in deep psukim, what these psukim are trying to hint to us. All these psukim are talking about the Geula, talking about La'asid Lavoi. When Oig Melech HaBashan is conquered, it's talking about the time that hopefully very, very soon we're going to be zeichet to see with our eyes, be'enei basar, b'sechazena einenu b'shuvach al tzion b'rachamim, when we're going to see with our own eyes Tisha B'Av being the sapich to a yomtiv, Tisha B'Av having the same status as Purim and Chanukah and Lag B'Omer, as ha'arki toiv ha'yavdel, the toiv, the tes, may we be zeichet in our time, this year, Mitzvah Hashem. Anything is possible. Yid has total emuna. Not chas v'shalom like by the miraglim of Adover Azeh, einchem ma'aminim. But we have to strengthen our emuna now in Vehevesi, the fifth expression, Vehevesi b'gematri Mashiach ben David. As gloomy as it looks, and the way things seem to be going on in Eretz Yisrael, and all the politics, which is all sheker v'chazov, a Jew strengthens his emuna in Vehevesi, in the fifth expression of Geula, which is the Mapala of Yishmael. This is all going to go away. This is all just an illusion. It's going to end. The Beis HaMikdash will be revealed. The Bayis HaShlishi, the Pnimius of Tisha B'Av, will be revealed. And we'll be zeichet to see it with our own eyes and be able to feast this Tisha B'Av in the Bayis HaShlishi. And so...